is the Sunday Class Dance Night on Radio GH on the 25th of April 2021. Hello everyone, and welcome to the dance. I think you're in for a little less chat from me, and therefore a bit more music this week, as I've got 11 dances lined up. Our first jig is by John Drury, The Hazel Tree, which begins with an Espanol, and then what gets called Hazel Tree Corners. 8 bars on the first corner diagonal, ones turn first corner right hand, pass each other right shoulder to the other end of the diagonal, turn that corner left hand, pass left shoulder to face second corners for the next 8 bars on that diagonal. Again, it's turn right hand, pass right shoulder, turn other corner left hand and pass left shoulder to opposite sides in the centre facing down, left hands joined. The final 8 bars are simply cross down through the threes, cast up to second place and all 3 couples turn right hand. Enjoy The Hazel Tree to Gordon Shand's Dancing Fourth, which is 15 John Drury dances. Eight tunes there from Gordon Shand for the Hazel Tree, starting with the recommended Sandy Pirrie of Hazelhead by Ian Munro, and finishing with Donald Ian Rankin by Andrew Rankin. You need your heads in gear today, because this next dance also has a passing and turning sequence in the central 16 bars, but very different from the previous one. City of Stirling Reel was given to the branch by Roy Goldring, after he taught at a very successful day school in 2005. Stirling was granted city status as one of six new millennium cities. The tune, Nether Bailey, was composed for the dance by Nicol McLaren. The Nether Bailey is thought to be the oldest part of Stirling Castle. The dance was published by Stirling RSCDS in their Bannockburn 700 book, and Nicol and the Glen Craig Band recorded the Stirling at 90 CD to include tracks for dances from the book plus five others. Both the CD and book are available from my shop and are well worth having in your collection. The dance starts with ones facing down to start a snowball chain. City of Stirling Reel. That is a cracking track, City of Stirling Reel from Nicol McLaren. Now this next dance, our first Strass Bay, is probably unheard of by you all, though it is in TSC Dance Book 1, with the track on the same CD as the one with the Rutland Reel and Ramadance. Mrs. Miller's Strass Bay was devised by Pat Harland for her daughter, and the lead tune was composed especially for her by David Page of Nottingham. However, it's the second tune which makes this track stand out, in my opinion. Full credit for this needs to go to Ian Slater, who plays the tune in his set for St. Columba's Strass Bay. Le Canal en Octobre, no translation from French needed, seems to be most played on a melodeon. I asked Marion to include it on the CD, and she does include it in sets for other dances sometimes. So take your partners for the 4x32 Mrs. Miller's Strass Bay and ears pinned back for the second tune. That was Marian Anderson and her band from TSC1 CD. And remember, if you have Ian Slater playing for you, then always include St. Columba's Strass Bay or mention that you would like Le Canal en Octobre somewhere in the programme. Our next dance is the Roselath Cross by Henrietta Vosper of the Cornwall branch from RSCDS Book 41, The Millennium Dances, with the name tuned by her fellow branch member, Carol Garner. The Roselath Cross is an old preaching cross near Llanlivery on the Saints Way, which runs from Padstow on the North Cornish coast to Fowey on the South coast. The dance has a half-crown triangles movement, which I used as inspiration in my dance, Tiaras and Teapots. Maybe I'll include that dance next week. David Cunningham and his band recorded the RSCDS Book 41 CD. nice steady dance, which is very accessible and maybe isn't as widely danced as I think it should be. Ooh, now we have another treat, a great five-couple reel by Gary Cool called We've Nae Electric, with Colin Dewar providing the music from Are the Best Fae Bampshire, their 75th Jubilee CD. The idea of all the birling that gets added into that dance is to generate enough electricity to get the lights back on. That was Colin Dewar from 2006, and Ewan Galloway and Shona McFadgin recently recorded Bampshire's 90th anniversary CD. Both sets are available from my shop and also from Bampshire Branch Direct. For an 8x Strass Bay, it really needs to have plenty of action for the supporting couples to make it onto my list. And this dance, with a three-couple Burrell and also Allemande, soon became popular after it was published by the RSCDS in Book 46. Barbara Strass Bay was devised by Sue McKinnell for Barbara Cool, who was the leader of the Chicago Branch demo team. The name tune was composed by Maddie Newfield. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded the CD in 2010.
Thank you.
Peter Hissett devised both the dance and the tune, the Kelleholm Jig, and the dance was published by the RSCDS as Leaflet 32, along with Mrs. Milne of Kinneff, Broadford Bay, and Georgie's Reel. This is another dance on Jim Lindsay's wonderful CD, Reel of the Puffins. But today I thought we'd pay tribute to the H of Radio GH, Derek Hamilton, and hear his version from Irvine Valley CD, Favourite SCDs Volume 4, Dancer's Choice. Derek Hamilton's one-man band, Irvine Valley Scottish Dance Band, with the Keller Home Jig, in 2012. There are two more equally good recordings for this dance, on Craig McCallum's RSCDS 75th Anniversary Dances from 1998, and also Kenny Thompson's 2009 Cambustoon CD. Lots of treats today, this one for lovers of Never at Sea. This is also a six-couple reel, with fours, fives and sixes starting on opposite sides. No second chord for this dance either. Fire in the Rye is by Elizabeth Weiss Osorak, who is a member of the Music Makers, who recorded the track on their Jig for Joy CD. The dance is unpublished, so you need to go to SCDDB or Minicrib for the instructions, but it is well worth giving it a go. Here are a few helpful tips. In the circles, bars 1 to 8, end so that 2s and 3s, also 4s and 5s, are facing up and down on the side. 3s and 4s can help by hanging on to the person next to them in the circle who is not their partner. The grand chain is 6 hands around the whole set, and after the last left hand, take nearer hands with that same person on the sides. In bars 17 to 24, if you finish at the end, then stand still. Otherwise, grab the next person, who won't be who you set with last.
Thank you.
So that was the Music Makers on Jig for Joy, playing for Fire in the Rye. A lovely calming Strathspey now. The Dreamcatcher by Eileen Orr, who passed away last year. George Meikle recorded the RSCDS CD for Book 45, and although Eileen submitted an original tune with the dance, the RSCDS chose Sir Henry Daniel of Gooch and Rosie, both by Eric Allen. That was George Meikle and the Lothian Band on RSCDS Book 45 CD. I think it is a very satisfying dance to take a beginner in, as long as you yourself can be masterful in the swirl, because it is not actually that difficult, but looks it, and they get a great sense of achievement to feel they have done it. The programme wouldn't be complete without a track from Jim Lindsay, and this week we will have the Five Couple Canon, Farewell to Balfour Road, from RSCDS 52, which was written for the Brighton and Hove Club when they relocated their class from the school on Balfour Road. A 5x32 bar canon actually only needs 6x16 or 96 bars of music. That was Jim Lindsay. And our final track today comes from Marian Anderson and the Sunday Class Dance Book 1 again. The hard drive was devised by Chris Ronald in 2003 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Strathbay server by recalling a vital part of the computer used by all Strathbayers. The name also alludes to the spirited character of the dance and the selected music, the great driving reel, the Fairy Dance.
Thank you.
list of tunes there for you all to identify, beginning and ending with the fairy dance. There was also The Breakdown, Soldier's Joy, The New High Level, Staten Island, The Glen Burnie Rant, and Deal Among the Tailors. So there is another good reason to buy TSC1 if you haven't got it already. Or get it out, brush it off, and be ready to try some of these dances as soon as we are allowed back on the dance floor. I hope you've enjoyed this week's selection, and remember to tell your friends about Radio GH, and remind them that you can catch repeats of this show on Sunday 4 p.m, Monday 6 p.m, Tuesday 9 a.m, Wednesday 8 p.m, Thursday 4 p.m, and Friday 4 a.m. Playing us out today are Chris, Julie and Nick Dewhurst from their latest CD, Short and Sweet, with the waltz Endearing Young Charms. See you next week.